Hey, what's up, everybody? Derek Bros here for another walk and talk, except for this is going to be more like a pace and talk because today is a super busy day and I am on my roof. Let me show you guys some mountains back there. Living in the valley of Morelia. You can probably hear some traffic over that way. Yeah, I got a lot going on today, and I wanted to share some things with you, but I really don't have time to leave my house and go to the park and walk around. I need to get to some work. It's increasingly bright out here, so excuse me for the squinty eyes. But I'm going to pace around my rooftop and share some ideas with you. So, first thing that's on my mind this week, guys, is that Kate's story. Hopefully you guys have seen it by now. If you follow me on my website, you follow Facebook, YouTube, Rockfin, BitChute, Odyssey, Hive, Spotify, you should have heard or seen now my interview with Kate Talley, which we released just last week. We being myself, the Conscious Resistance, the Last American Vagabond, we released this interview that I've been promoting for a couple of weeks, telling you guys it was going to be coming. And Kate Talley, who was a former associate of David Hamblin, who is the man that has been arrested recently in Utah, is facing multiple counts of aggravated sexual assault and rape and abuse of children. She was friends and associates with him, married to his best friend, her now ex-husband, Eldon Talley, who's a knife maker in Utah. Kate contacted me, and over the last month or two, we've been communicating and working on bringing her story to the light. So just want to shout out Kate one more time for all her courageous efforts to bring her story to more people. And as I told Kate, people are already reaching out to me. People are already emailing me and saying, hey, Derek, I saw Kate's story. This is what I know. This is what I heard. And honestly, to the point that it's a little overwhelming. I mean, I spent like 2 hours going through my old emails, like the last 3 months worth of emails, because I know sometimes I miss stuff from you guys out there. And there's definitely a bunch of threads. There's people telling me to check out the Mormon WASP centers. There's people telling me to check out foster care centers because they know that there's evidence of child abuse and trafficking there. People are telling me to look up. There's a lot. And honestly, I don't have time to do it all. I'm going to be doing more work on the Utah story. I don't think I'm done by any means yet, but there are other things I like to write about. I'm going to be doing an update soon on the fluoride trial. I gave you guys that update last week. Well, the Fluoride Action Network at fluoidealert.org, they should be posting a brand new blog today that gives you some details. I'm going to do an article doing my version about that. That'll be out next week. I'm working on plenty of other stories besides Utah, but this Utah thing has been taking up a lot of my time since June. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's more than one person can handle. So, with all that said, today, on my busy schedule, I'm going to be interviewing Kate again. In a couple hours, Kate and I are going to do part two of her interview. I'll be writing part two of the article. And this is going to get into Kate's history as a child suffering through organized ritualistic child abuse at the hands of her family members, who were also members of the Mormon Church. She says that this was all part of a satanic cult. Those are her words. We're going to find out more about that today. We're going to get deeper into that. So that interview will be out in the next couple days. You can look out for that. And then one other thing I'll mention is that this evening, it's like 12 o'clock right here where I'm at, I'm going to be interviewing my buddy James Corbett. We're going to go deep for the next episode of the Activation Podcast. I think we're on episode 22. And we're going to be talking with James about climate change, anthropogenic climate change. Global warming, global cooling. Is it real? Is it fake? Is it all just computer models like we saw with COVID-19? I think a lot more people are willing to question the climate change narrative after they woke up to COVID-19. What about you? And I'll say this. I'm excited for this conversation for multiple reasons. You can search my website. I'm not proud of this. I'm just saying at this moment, after 12 years of doing work, I've never talked about climate change. I've watched James's work for years. I've seen other people say that climate change is garbage, it's BS, this and that. And it's not that I don't believe that or that I'm not open to that, because I am, and that's why I'm talking with James. It's that I think that that idea can also itself be somewhat detrimental, because then I see people who go from, oh yeah, it's all Agenda 2030, climate change, leftist, liberal propaganda, you know? I'm going to spray as many aerosol cans in the air as possible. I'm going to throw trash on the ground and pollute. Because, right, it's all, let's just laugh it off, this environmental movement. But what I've been trying to say for years is, guys, you can be an environmentalist. You can be somebody that cares about Mother Earth, or, as I have tattooed on myself, an Earth warrior. Have it on both my arms. Who believes in defending and taking care of the planet, supporting the environment, the ecosystems, the humans, the animals, etc. Without saying, hey, I think the government should be in control of your life and should be able to dictate what you can eat and whether you can drive or fly and stuff like that, right? So you can still care about the environment without buying into the garbage. I just want to make that clear, because I think a lot of you guys don't understand that nuance and that distinction. You just like see things very black and white, unfortunately. So if you have any questions, and if you're seeing this video live before the first day it's out, go ahead and submit the questions, and I've already got a bunch of questions for myself, and then I asked this a couple weeks ago, and many of you shared ideas. So I'm going to have plenty of questions to put to James tonight, and that will be out in the next couple days. So today I'm interviewing Kate as part of our Kate's Story investigation into Utah ritual abuse. That'll be out in a couple days. I'm interviewing James Corbett tonight on climate change. That'll be out on Friday, the next episode of the Activation Podcast. I'm kicking ass, guys, and guess what? It's not even 11 a.m. here where I'm at. Maybe it's just after 11. There's been a time change recently, so I don't know what the heck time it is. But I do want to mention this. We're going to talk a little bit about the left-right paradigm, but I do want to mention this, too. So let me just give you an understanding of my typical day, of what I've done this morning before I'm here pacing on my rooftop to talk to you. I woke up 7 a.m., maybe a little earlier. That's usually when Miriam and I wake up. We get up in the morning. Both of us maybe have a little breakfast, a smoothie, some oatmeal. Get on our computers for a moment, our phones, once we wake up and check some emails. And then we head to the gym, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So today, Monday, did that. Went to the gym, kicked ass, man. Been building a lot more muscle the last few months. Excited to share that soon for anybody who cares. Building up my self-esteem, self-awareness, self-love, while also muscles. And you know, it's fun. I enjoy it. So I went to the gym, did like an hour of workouts, chest and core, and you know, hit the bike a little bit. Came back here, showered up, started getting prepared for my interview with James, my call with Kate. Now I'm doing this. Once I wrap up this, I'm heading downstairs. I'm going to edit this up, load it up. I'm going to put it on all my channels. I'm going to interview Kate. Then I'm going to watch James's climate change videos. Then I'm going to interview James tonight, have some dinner, have some good lunch in there, maybe go on a walk. That is my life, and I love it. I'm thankful for it. I get to do all these amazing things that matter to me and wake up every day trying to spread awareness and create change. And I'm not saying that you, whoever you are out there in this beautiful world, need to adopt my message or my ideals or live my lifestyle per se. But if you are living a life that you're miserable, and if you do what I just did. Take a moment. Let's take a moment. What did you do starting to wake up? Just say it out loud if you want. Think to yourself. You woke up. Were you miserable? Were you, oh, God, another day at this shitty job, you know? Were you excited to get up even if you hate your job? Did you wake up and do something good this morning for yourself? You meditate, you prayed, you worked out, you got some good food in, maybe went on a walk, watched something entertaining or inspiring or uplifting, and then you went to your job that you maybe hate or don't like, but you still go kick ass and do the best you can, and you know, you come home and you really get to the things you want to do, your side hustles, your hobbies, your passions. Or is your day just miserable? Is it, you know, are your emotions all over the place? You wake up and you're already in a pissed off mood. You don't even know why. Then you go to work and some guy's giving you shit about something that you don't think really even matters, and you're mad even more. Then maybe you and your spouse have a little disagreement, and then you get some extra tension from all that garbage on social media. Because right now, if you wanted to, and I'm sure there's other people, Berwick and Max and others, who are just talking about the daily news on their walk and talks, telling you about Nancy Pelosi or Kanye did this or Elon said this, and just like, oh my God, the freedom movement is in such a shitty position. Or at least some of it. Some of you guys out there, just, you're so obsessive with the mainstream garbage. I'm getting into a little bit of a rant, but my point here, before I get off my original track, which is create a day that you want to live. Live a life that you actually want to wake up and enjoy, man. I've been addicted to drugs. I've been suicidal. I've been depressed. I've been in prison. I've been on the streets. I did all that before I was 22 years old. And it took for me to get my shit together to not only wake up to my, like, that I needed some self-love, some self-care, and then to start waking up to all the corruption around the world, and then actually do something about it. It took all of that effort. It's all the way to my mid-20s, maybe even here in my late 30s, for me to really get this. But I have created and built the life that I love now. And I didn't do it just by complaining, just by staying at a dead-end job. I used to have a dead-end job, and maybe some of you don't know this, or maybe some of you have heard me say this, that in my previous life, I was a cook. I managed restaurants. I can cook anything. I love cooking. But it was a dead-end job, and it wasn't going anywhere, and I was miserable. And my boss, before I ended up quitting that job in December 2010, the last time I ever worked for another person, the last time I ever had a check where taxes were taken out of it, this guy would find me in the back reading books like Rule by Secrecy and conspiracy books. And he's like, what are you doing, man? Why aren't you up in the front, you know, taking care of the restaurant? I'm like, well, there's nothing going on here. I think it's okay. I've got it taken care of. And I remember this clear as day, my boss at the time saying, it doesn't even seem like you're here anymore, man. And I remember telling him, like, yeah, I don't think I am. I don't really give a shit about this. Like, I was waking up so, you know, to the bigger picture. I was waking up to my own healing. You know, I had to create the life I want is my point here. And if you're not living the life you want, I'm not here to tell you I got the perfect answers, but definitely you need to reevaluate that, my friend. You deserve to be happy, whoever you are. You don't need to be in that miserable dead-end relationship, dead-end job. You don't need to be with somebody that talks to you like shit or doesn't recognize your value and lift you up and you know, help you achieve your goals. And I'm not saying you need somebody that's just going to bow at your feet and praise you or that kind of thing, but why not have a relationship, friendships, partnerships, business relationships where people do respect each other? And I guess that's why I could never go back to having a boss in the quote-unquote mainstream world, because I'm not going to let somebody talk down to me. I deserve respect, and so do you. So I just wanted to say that. Create the life you want. The other little rant I want to say here, we're 10 minutes into this, is that and I posted this on social media earlier. I don't know the exact way I said it. I said it eloquently earlier on social media, but I'll say it again. That so many people, this has been on my mind for a little while, so many people in the quote-unquote truth, freedom, health, conspiracy, natural law, voluntarist, anarchist, exit and build, freedom cell communities, all that overlapping communities, are rightfully so questioning things like critical race theory and why do we need drag queens in libraries and all these kinds of things. And they're seeing this really abhorrent, you know, for lack of a better term, agenda, as some people put it. And they're seeing it being pushed by people on the so-called left or the progressive, liberals, etc., even though all those terms are totally misused and abused and not accurate. But people see that happening, so then they're like, well, if the leftists are pushing drag queen story time and they're trying to talk to my kids about trans issues in the schools and they're trying to push COVID masks, then obviously the right wing, the Republicans, the conservatives are the answer, right? And I don't even mean just in the political sense, right? Because some of you are awake enough that you see through the first layer of deception and you see that political parties are corrupt and they're part of the same machine, right? I have this essay video I've had in my mind for years. I've been telling Miriam about it. She keeps telling me to make it. Sooner or later, I'll get to it. It's called either the 5 or 7 layers of deception. I don't know at this point. But it's going to describe to people the different traps you can fall into as you start to wake up. One of them is, let's say you're just some young normie kid not paying any attention to the world, then all of a sudden a political movement happens. Like for me, when I was 18, the anti-war movement popped up against the Iraq war. And it's like, yes, I'm 18, fuck these old people, fuck the war, you know, yeah, I finally feel like I'm part of something, I belong, we're going to change the world. So what did I do? I went and voted for my one and only time. And you know who I voted for? John Kerry, George Bush's cousin. Because of course, if it wasn't this old white guy from the red team, it must be the other old white guy from the blue team. Because clearly, as a young person, we're all liberal, right? We're open-minded, we're freedom-loving, this and that. That is, I think, how they get a lot of the youth pulled in. Not to say that there aren't conservative youth at a young age. There obviously are. There's a big movement of that. But a lot of us, I think, who are younger and open-minded and we don't care about people's sexual preferences or we're okay if people want to use drugs or whatever it is, like things like that, that diversity, that inclusivity, that openness, which is a good thing, is weaponized and bastardized by the so-called left and liberal, where they're like, okay, so diversity, inclusivity, let's take that as far as we can. If anybody wants to say I'm a woman or I'm a man, wants to chop off their dicks, chop off their balls, rearrange their tits, whatever they want, we gotta accept it, right? Because it's all in the name of diversity, inclusivity, acceptance, And that's not accurate, right? So I get why many people are like, yeah, no, fuck the left wing and their crazy Marxist agenda. I don't even think people know what Marxism is. Honestly, a lot of you out there just use Bub's words without knowing the meanings. But, you know, people have that reaction, and they see people like, oh, Ron DeSantis or Trump or Elon Musk or even Kanye, people on the so-called right, or that are being labeled right. You know, again, the terms are really bastardized at this point. But people see what they see on the left, and they look over here and like, oh, well, then maybe these guys are my team, right? Because they're calling out this critical race theory stuff. They're calling out the transgender agenda. Newsflash, I don't call it an agenda because people are trans. It's just a reality. Now, does that mean that there's not an effort to try to normalize the transgender body dysmorphia, to make it seem a lot more prevalent than it is? Absolutely. I do believe that there is an effort by people to put it through Hollywood, pop culture, to make kids become more exposed to this and have these conversations younger and without their parents involved. I get that. I'm not saying you should oppose that. But if you fall into this trap of thinking that the Republicans, the right wing, are the answer, then you're just still in the trap, my friend. So that's the first layer of deception. You start to wake up, you realize the political parties, like, there's corruption in the world. Okay, well, I'm going to buy into this political party over this political party. But then you wake up a little more and you realize that they're both corrupt. And that's getting through that next layer of deception. I'm going to show you guys this. I'm upstairs. Like a car place right there revving the engine. But check this out. This is our downstairs poinsettia garden area. Pretty beautiful if you ask me. Look how big those poinsettias get. There's our little garden down there. Anyways, so... And then the other thing is, some of you are awake and you realize that, yeah, I'm with you, Derek. You're nodding your head. You're saying Democrats are the problem, Republicans are the problem. But then even, like, let's throw the political parties out of the conversation. Let's just talk philosophical beliefs. Liberal, conservative, right? Some of you, I think, have come to believe now that conservatism is the answer. I'm not a conservative. I mean, maybe I could be called conservative in some areas. I could be called quote-unquote liberal in other areas. But ultimately, I believe that people should be free to be themselves as long as they are not harming other people. That doesn't mean I need to endorse their actions. That doesn't mean I need to endorse their behaviors, their sexual preferences, their lifestyles, their religions, their traditions, etc. But if they're not harming anyone, I accept them. And, or at the least, I leave them alone. I let them be. That doesn't mean I'm not open to dialogue. But I see, like, there's more and more people who are thinking that we shouldn't accept other people for what they are. We should get the Republicans in charge so that they can ban books and they can ban transgenders and they can, you know. No, fuck that, guys. If this is the thing you're falling into, I'm going to put links to two essays I wrote back in 2017, 2018, which became a part of the Conscious Resistance trilogy. And one is called The Authoritarian Right and Left, which I wrote when Trump was first destroying the liberty movement and getting all these people to fall, to abandon their principles. And then I wrote another one called The Alt-Right Infection of the Libertarian Movement, which explains a lot of this stuff. So if you're new and you just woke up the last couple years, you might want to go read those essays to get some context of how this alt-right started infecting the real freedom, truth, liberty movement and turning a lot of people to the being right-wingers, to being Trump supporters, and thinking that, well, if it's going to help smash those, you know, communist, Democrat, devil-worshipping, whatever, then sure, I'll support an authoritarian in the form of Trump. And that is not the answer, my friend. So the answer is get beyond the left-right paradigm, get beyond the Democrat-Republican paradigm, get beyond the conservative-liberal paradigm. That doesn't mean you can't have conservative beliefs, you can't have liberal beliefs, but don't fall into this idea that conservatism should be the default correct position for all freedom-loving people. That, like, if you're a freedom lover, then you gotta hate the gays, or you gotta hate the trans people, or you gotta be against critical race theory, or you gotta be in support of Trump, or all, just, nah, I'm not buying it. So, just rethink that whole left-right paradigm and all that garbage they're feeding you. Last two things I want to mention, guys, before I head back to my busy day I was telling y'all about. The Pyramid of Power crowdfunding campaign. Wow. Thank you guys so much for all the support. We've raised over $10,000. My goal was $20,000. I was being a little, maybe a little too ambitious, but last time we raised $18,000, so I figured, like, fuck it, let's go 20. We've raised over $10,000, and if you're watching this right now, there's probably less than 10 hours for you to give to the campaign. If every single one of you watching my videos saw this, and look, I got videos on BitChute, Odyssey, Rockfin, Facebook, YouTube, Hive, as I said, Spotify, Telegram. And I know for sure on BitChute and Odyssey and Rockfin, they're getting hundreds, if not thousands of views usually per video, a couple thousand sometimes. They're getting views on my website. So think about that. If you hear my voice right now, please don't tune me out. Click on the link for the fundraising campaign. Can you give up one day of Starbucks coffee to give me $5, $7, $8, $10, $15, $20, $25? If you can, and if every single one of you did that, this would help me hire a new editor so we can finish the Pyramid of Power faster, you know, and make it the best final edition so we can produce DVDs, USBs. And that means that once this is completed in 2023, I'm going to spend the rest of my life promoting this. And if you don't know, my friends, I'm not asking you for money so you can see the Pyramid of Power. The Pyramid of Power is totally available for free, like everything else I've produced for the last 13 years, giving away free content, free information. The website for the Pyramid of Power, where all the videos are released, is the pyramidofpower.net. You can go watch them for free, right? So I'm not simply just asking you for money to, you know, put this behind a paywall. I'm asking you to help me complete this project, to give me a little bit of financial support so I can actually focus on this, because I don't get paid for this. I do this because I love it and I think it's important, but it's already been a useful tool. People are educating their kids with homeschooling using the Pyramid of Power series. There's a lot of good stuff happening, guys. So I've been promoting it for the last 8 days now. I don't like to, you know, bombard my audience with crowdfunding campaigns and asking for support, but this is my humble request. If you've ever watched my work and you've enjoyed something that I've given you for free, can you let go of $5, $10 and send it to my crowdfunding campaign so I can make this beautiful project? If so, thank you. Thank you very much, guys. And the final note I'll remind you is the Greater Reset 4 is coming up in January 18th to 22nd, 2023. We're 2.5 months away from this event. It's going to be life-changing. If you can come to Texas, if you can come to Mexico, I promise you will not regret it. There's going to be 500-plus freedom-loving people here in Mexico, probably the same or more in Texas, gathering for a week to talk about solutions, health, mental, physical, spiritual health, permaculture, growing food, getting off big tech, building parallel networks, building intentional communities, lots of workshops, musical gatherings, friends, community. You're not going to want to miss this, guys. You can watch for free online and go for it if that's your only option. But if you can come in person, trust me, it's way better. It's way better. You're not going to want to miss the in-person experience. Find that at thegreaterreset.org, guys. And with that said, I'm out of here. I'm going to go get back to work. I appreciate your time. Thanks for watching. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.